Helga Keding. Who was that?
Here it says Helga Emmy Elise Keding was a girl born here in Svedoder on September 6, 1941. Her father, Magnus Keding, had already passed away in March of the same year. Her older sister, Charlotte, born on August 6, 1900, and Helga's mother presumably raised her alone. However, she only lived to be 2.5 years old.
Yes, according to her 12-year-old witness, she was picked up on April 18, 1944 by Mr. Lüders, an employee of the District Welfare Office and the Youth Office, and admitted to the Gurdon State Clinic near Brandenburg an der Havel. She then died 4 weeks later on May 27, 1944.
And that even though she wasn't Jewish. Her family was probably non-religious. But do you have any idea what purpose the state institution served?
As a matter of fact, I do, because I once gave a presentation about it at school. On the same premises, an almshouse was built in the 18th century, which later served as a prison. Until 1931, it was a prison, briefly turned into a concentration camp in 1933, and then used as a prison again from 1934 to 1939. It became a killing institution with gas chambers in early December 1939. 12 killings took place from January 1940 as the institution became a transit and intermediate institution for the euthanasia action T4. They eventually decided to use lethal gas for the killings.
Wasn't euthanasia the murder of people with disabilities during the Nazi era? It was based on racial ideology and hygiene, as the lives of these people were deemed unworthy and didn't conform the Nazis' racial idea, granting mercy death to the sick, a Nazi euphemism. And Action T4 was just a code name for the mass murder of mentally disabled individuals and other undesirable elements by doctors, caregivers, and administrative officials. The first gassing of people took place during Action T4.
Yes, from 1940 onwards, 9,000 people were killed by lethal gas. Under the codename State Nursing Home Brandenburg an der Havel, children and adolescents were also admitted there. By August 1944, 4,000 children and adolescents had been transferred to Brandenburg Gurdon. They served as medical test subjects until they died from an overdose of medication or neglect of induced illnesses. Some of these children's brains were sent to the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Berlin-Buch for research purposes. These studies aimed to clarify scientific questions in the field of congenital malformations and mental underdevelopment, for which children up to the age of 3, later extended to 16 years, were required to be reported. The question remains how they managed to conceal this operation.
It's quite simple. Each euthanasia facility had a registry office that issued death certificates, in which the location, date, and cause of death were falsified. The swapping of certificates was also common.
Helga was likely cremated in the end. Like all the other victims of euthanasia, she must have had a truly short and agonizing life. Her murder resembled that of the Jews, even though she wasn't Jewish.